All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, just when people were ready to write off the New England Patriots and anoint the Los Angeles Chargers as a team to beat in the AFC, the Pat Shoulder Bolts, who still runs things. New England cruised to a 41-28 victory at home yesterday in the divisional round of the playoffs in order to secure their eighth consecutive trip to the AFC Championship game. The Patriots set the tone on their first drive as they scored a touchdown, and they never looked back. And early on, this Pats offensive line simply punched the Chargers defensive line in the mouth. The Chargers, heralded duo of pass rushers and Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram never got close to Patriots quarterback Tom Brady all afternoon long. The Chargers began this game on defense with a strategy of employing seven defensive backs, which worked so well for them last week versus the Baltimore Ravens. And plain and simple, it backfired. And Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn never made the adjustments. And the bottom line is, Anthony Lynn was plain and simple outcoached by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. He was always three or four steps ahead of him for the entire afternoon, as he is the ultimate chess master, when it comes to setting up his team in order to give them an opportunity to win. The Chargers defense needed to go out there and make Tom Brady uncomfortable, and they never did that. As he got into a rhythm early, this Patriots offense got into a rhythm early. Josh McDaniels, their offensive coordinator, got into a rhythm early in regards to calling plays, and it was all over except for the shouting. Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers, he needed to play the perfect game, and he didn't. And once the Chargers got down early, the bottom line is this Patriots defense was just pinning their ears back and just making his life miserable all afternoon long. And once New England got that 35-7 lead at the half, and of course, the exclamation point on that was the muffed punt by Desmond King of the Chargers, which led to the Patriots' final touchdown of the half, you knew that it was all over. And the bottom line is, you cannot spot the Patriots a 28-point lead on their home turf, whether it's regular season or especially in the postseason, and expect that you're going to come out there and have an opportunity to win. The Patriots are a team that if you are going to beat them in January or in February in the Super Bowl, the bottom line is you've got to go out there and you've got to play a perfect game. And it starts with your offense. You have to dictate the pace. You have to consistently score. And more importantly, you have to get sevens and not threes. And the Chargers did a porous job of keeping up with New England all afternoon long. Now, heading into the offseason now for the Chargers, of course, the big thing is what's going to be next for them. More than likely, tight end Antonio Gates played his last game with the franchise, as this could be it on what will soon be a Hall of Fame career. It's going to be back to the drawing board for the Chargers. Of course, Philip Rivers can still get it done at a quality level as far as being a quarterback in the NFL. But the bottom line is, every time that we see the Chargers get into situations like this, and it doesn't matter who is on the team, we've seen this going way back in the days when this team still called San Diego home. And the bottom line is the Chargers always find a way to come up short in these situations. And on the flip side for the New England Patriots, they're on to Kansas City for next Sunday's AFC Championship game. And of course, these two teams met earlier in the season in a stellar back and forth affair that was won by the Patriots 43-40 on a Steven Gostkowski field goal. And I guarantee you that the Chiefs defense is going to try to go out there and neutralize that Patriots running attack that we saw work so well for them yesterday. And beating Tom Brady and Bill Belichick is never easy. And for Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, that is his formula. He's got to go out there and try to find a way to win. Of course, we know it's going to be a raucous crowd at Arrowhead Stadium, as this is the first time in franchise history that the Chiefs are hosting the conference championship game. So, I'll have that preview up and running by the end of the week. But in the meantime, New England is sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying another playoff victory. And once again, it's back to the drawing board for the Chargers. So, folks, that is going to wrap things up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And I thought, with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.